time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
$1 million. If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had a,
you know, I was on the lookout earlier for, it wasn't a K car, it was actually a big Blazer. I'm not sure what Brian is driving today, but all I know is he is the late Brian Springberg today. Isn't that funny, Tracy? Tracy Greeley in the Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink, sponsored, of course, by City Maytag. Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to go over as far as housekeeping goes. I'm hosting a remote this weekend. Kind of cool. Arizona Rebel Republic Barbecues celebrating their first anniversary. 1 year old. That's why over on KJJJ you're hearing all the commercials with happy birthday music. Arizona Rebel Republic, 1 year old. I can't even remember. You know, they're so good. You know a restaurant's really good when you can't remember what the location was before they got there. Anyway, if you're still looking for Kane Brown tickets, and that's on the 27th, of course, and at Harrah's, I believe. I can't remember where that show is. Anyway, Kane Brown tickets. It's got to be in the big arena. Come on, LaVoy. Get with it. We will have one pair given to one lucky listener who shows up at the remote on Saturday, which starts at 1 o'clock at Arizona Rebel Republic here in Lake Havasu City. And no purchase necessary. Just sign up for the tickets, and we're going to do a drawing later on that day. And I don't think you need to be present either. No purchase necessary, again. But if you feel like buying something, they're going to have specials that you wouldn't believe. Everything for their first birthday. 50% off. That's right. So get out there. I'll say hi to you even. And I'll be eating more than likely when I'm not on the air. So Tracy and I will be there welcoming our listeners on KJJJ Nash 102.3. And then hopefully some crossover from Speak Out as well. And then, let's see, a busy weekend this weekend. Let me tell you, you've got the fundraiser barbecue event for the Fallen. And, of course, that's Hunter Bennett and Robert Starkey, or Skanky, Robert Skanky from the Department of Public Safety. And, of course, they lost their lives in that tragic helicopter crash near Flagstaff. And that event will be at the Rodeo Grounds here in Mojave County in Kingman. And that's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. It's a barbecue fundraiser, or it's a rodeo barbecue fundraiser. There you go. There's going to be barrel racing out there as well. And there's three of these going on throughout the state. And the first one is today in Phoenix. The second one is in Flagstaff on Saturday. And then Kingman, of course, having theirs, thanks to the Kingsmen, on Sunday from 10 to 10. So get out to the rodeo grounds and support those families. 100% of the proceeds go to the families. And then on Sunday again, this one's in Laughlin, 1 o'clock Nevada time, so 2 o'clock Arizona time, 2 to 4. I'll be there as well. Old Town Saloon. It is the memorial tribute and celebration of life for Joel Clayton Murray Hearns. All you need to know is, all you need to hear is Joel, and you know about the, well, it's tragic death of Joel. I call her Joel Murray, Joel Hearns, born December 29th, 1965. So she was a little bit younger than me, and November 11th, 2025, she left us. So family, friends, and community members are warmly invited to gather in remembrance of Joel Hearns, to share stories, laughter, and memories, and to celebrate a life that left a lasting imprint on the Colorado River Valley. I remember Joel when she worked for KBass K-West doing mornings back in, when I got here, in 1989 when I got to Laughlin. So the late Brian Springberg is here. Unbelievable. I don't have you potted up yet, so I'm kind of doing my thing here. But if you want to go to that celebration of life for Joel, again, Old Town Saloon in Laughlin that overlooks Harrah's, 1 o'clock Nevada time, 2 o'clock Arizona, about a two-hour event, and I'll see you there. So kind of a sad day on Sunday. It will be in Kingman and in Laughlin. So, and then on Monday, I got a little guest update. We've got someone coming in to talk about the general plan, and that's, of course, going to be on the November ballot for Lake Havasu City's general plan every 10 years.
Every 10 years.
Yeah. Are you on the committee?
Not this go-round, no.
You have been in the past?
I think so. I've been on so many committees.
That's a sharp shirt, man.
Oh, thank you. We got some new merch.
SWM.
Some new Springberg Wealth Management merch, man. We got some hats. We got some shirts, all local, and they did a killer job on it.
Did you just get off the links?
No. So I
look like it.
I know, because and so I know you can't tell, listener, but I'm wearing a baseball hat, and I'm wearing my glasses. And
you look a little like Zach Gallen right now. That's a good thing. He used to be the ace of the staff for the Diamondbacks.
Oh, okay. I'll take professional athlete.
A little.
We'll do
a little.
So I had a little procedure on my head. And so when I say you don't want to see me without a hat, I mean you don't want to see me without a hat. It's pretty gross. I got that going for me. And then because, of course, so we can segue this a little bit into financial planning. Because, of course, I'm meeting my deductible on that, I'm like, well, I got to go all in this year. So I've definitely been developing a couple of cataracts.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went in for my cataract consultation. And so if you didn't know this, when they do that, you know, they take out your old lens of your eye, your actual eye lens, and they replace it with something synthetic.
It's very
advanced.
I'm
super stoked because I've been legally blind for like 25 years.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm super stoked to actually have like acceptable vision for the first time since I was like 9.
You had the surgery?
No.
Oh.
But you have to not wear your contacts for 2 weeks so that apparently contacts mess with your eye shape. So I'm simultaneously have like head wounds and sutures and I'm running around with glasses which are not near as good for me for vision as my contacts were, and they make my eyes tired because I'm not used to wearing them all day. They're like the nighttime thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my vision is literally like 2800.
Whoa.
Like not 2020 or 2050 or
That's
2040.
Funny.
It's like 2800. So I've got Coke bottles. Even though I paid a bunch of extra money for the thin process for the lenses. So at any rate, if you're going to be somebody who's looking to meet your deductible in 2026, get on board, baby, and think of all the maintenance. So this is my, I'm 56, turning 57 this year. So I'm like, okay, dermatologist, burn it all off. Eyes, get them done. Hearing test, get it done.
It's Chinese New Year anyway, right? Or it was yesterday.
I don't know.
It was yesterday. So they have the year of the horse. You have the year of the doctor.
That's true.
It's pretty much true for you. So, yeah, that's just how it works sometimes. But, now, you know, with the cataract thing, I really panicked when I first found out. And that was like, believe it or not, 2016. It's been 10 years. It hasn't advanced yet, Brian.
What's that?
In this eye, my left.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, you're at about 15%. Maybe 5 years you'll have surgery. No. It hasn't done anything. Now watch. You know, I jinxed it. Right? Announcer's jinx.
Yeah.
Yeah. There
don't,
you go.
Don't say it.
Right.
Yeah, no. It's definitely, you know, what's interesting, though, is I can, if you want, like, the basic lens replacement, then it is covered by your insurance, right? But if you're like me, and you've got astigmatism, and you've got a this, and a that, and a that, and a this, well, now, to really improve your vision, so the first upgrade is, in addition to what the insurance covers, like another $3,200 per eye, and then the Cadillac, as it was described to me, I kind of was laughing. I'm like, am I buying a, you know.
Yeah, right.
A couple, it sounded a little salesy.
Yeah, like, kind of are.
But, all right. It's an extra $4,500 an eye. And so I'm like, oh, my God. But then again, I'm kind of like, at this age, man. I need what I need. And if it's a permanent solution, right, I can divide it over the, hopefully, my next 30-year life expectancy and be like, okay, you know, having decent vision is not a bad idea.
I know somebody that worked for an eye surgeon that did specialized in cataracts, and she had it done free because she worked for him.
Dang.
And I was like, wow, talk about luck of the draw, man. So they're
making it up on me.
Yeah, but what's happening on Wall Street anyway?
Yeah, Wall Street backing down a little bit over the last couple of days. You know, Dow did cross 50,000. Last week, currently the Dow at 49,354, S&P 500 crossed 7,000, currently at 6,854. So there's been a little bit of a pullback, ongoing just question marks about did the technology and artificial intelligence surge, rally, go too far? And so there's a little bit of consternation and question marks about that. And so things, you know, as always, are a mixed bag. There's some decent reports out there economically, and then there's some question marks. You know, things that I personally don't like to see. Credit card balances through the roof across our country right now.
Not mine.
Good on you, man. But
thank you.
You know, some people, you know, can't help it, and some people can and choose not to. But the reality is, regardless, when we start seeing that happen, and then also some large, we're seeing some serious foreclosure pickup, large commercial buildings across the country. You are seeing housing prices starting to fall, which is a good thing if you're somebody who's, you know, kind of been waiting in the buyer's wings, especially in Phoenix. Phoenix, one of the leading cities in the United States for price drops. You know, it's not everywhere and every property.
How much of a price drop?
I didn't get the exact percentages on that. I just kind of saw, like, you know, the headline of, you know, major U.S. cities experiencing the most pronounced price, you know, drops right now. And of course it makes sense, right? It's always the cities that blow up the fastest that always go the other direction when there's a little bit of a correction. And that's almost always Phoenix and Vegas.
So Jennifer Luzzi from the Jennifer Luzzi Group was on yesterday on the Real Estate Power Hour talking about the first house that she bought. I think it was in the 90s in Huntington Beach in the 200,000s.
Yeah.
And that was considered a lot.
Yeah. You got to add
crazy, right?
Yeah.
And how perspective is as far as the years and the years and inflation adjustments. So there you go.
Yeah. But, you know, jobs, still this weird jobs market where there's not a lot of layoffs, but there's also not a lot of hiring. So, you know, everybody's kind of watching that going, well, does it go one way or the other? And so I think that the jury's out on that. You know, we're kind of in this stasis, you know, treading water relative to employment right now. Kiplinger's, in their most recent issue, is saying that unemployment is still, in their mind, only going to peak at 4.7%, and then start improving a little bit at 4.5% by the end of the year. From, you know, that's what they're thinking. Inflation, really not much of a change through the rest of the year is the expectation. And so there's not a lot of major movements happening as a result of a lot of these things. There are some hopes that because the average tax return refund is expected to go up a little bit this year because of some of the tax laws that were passed through by through President Trump, that's going to somehow help the economy. And again, jury's out on that, right? That's a variable.
I think it's more next year, in my opinion. So I did some research on this because I just bought a brand new car.
Oh, okay.
And you can take the interest off between December 31st, 2024 and December 31st, 2028. Interest paid on your vehicle, on your loan, is tax deductible.
If you're below a certain income.
If you're below a certain income, and which I think it was like $100,000, if I remember. I have
it
right here.
That number, yeah.
I have it right here. But I know I qualified.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, that means that many years interest-free, right, when you think about it.
Of course.
I mean, if you're paying the interest, then you get it back as a tax deduction.
Yeah, the idea is to stimulate the automotive market.
But I just bought it in February. So I wouldn't be able to take the deduction until next year.
Of course.
Right.
Yep. But which is fine. And again, I'm all for it. And I think President Trump has promised three different free money things, right?
One tips.
$2,000. No, just like here's $2,000 for everybody off of the tariffs and that debt, and then here's $1,000, and I don't mind. In fact, I love the idea of cutting taxes. Especially taxes that directly stimulate business and small businesses, but even big business can help too. But what you have to understand is every time that the federal government says, we're going to cut taxes for you, and we all go, hooray.
Are they cutting federal government?
If they are not correspondingly cutting spending.
Right.
Then all that's happening is in the short term, you and I are going hooray, and in the long term, we're like pushing our country forward faster and faster into an economic debacle because of our national deficit. And so I could care less what party comes up with what tax benefit that helps business or people. Small business or large business or people, if there's a corresponding cut to what they're doing in spending, and that just doesn't ever happen. And that drives me nuts because now we're just hurtling ourselves even more and more towards this big national deficit. It's just kind of mind-blowing. And we, meaning Americans, don't fool yourself, man. Americans, look yourself in the mirror.
Well, I don't like
to
do that.
Are you letting your politician actually say, hey, we're going to cut military spending. We're going to cut Medicare spending. We're going to cut Social Security spending. We're going to cut all these things that would have a meaningful impact on the national deficit at the expense of a couple of generations, I've said before many times. And if you're not going to be willing to let them do it, then what else do you do, right? What's your solution? It doesn't magically happen. It has to happen somewhere. And if 71-72% of the budget are the things I just mentioned, plus the interest, by the way, on the deficit, that leaves 28% for literally everything else. Okay. For sure, we know there's a ton of waste. What happened to the whole Doge thing, right? That came and went in a flash.
It was meant to be temporary, though.
But accomplished almost nothing. Mm. I loved it. I always said I loved it conceptually. I mean, do it, man. But what we found out in the end was that it's super easy to say, but when there's lobbyists everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Then all the things that you thought were going to be wasteful and we're going to cut them and we're going to do the right thing. Oh, but you're not going to get the votes to do all those things. Why? Because both sides of the aisle have, of course, an allegiance to whatever.
Don't forget about the employee unions, too.
So fill in the blank.
Right.
They're no different. They have their own lobbying groups, right? So you can fill in the blank in how that kind of works. But in the meantime, you know, we do see some things happening that, you know, there's no reason for big despair in the market and the economy at this point this year. But I do want to talk a little bit more about tendencies and trends and what's kind of happening in the bigger picture of not just our country, but kind of all around the world. And I've been talking about this a little bit, and I'm going to keep talking about it because I think it's important for you as an investor to kind of understand what's happening right now relative to some things in the bigger picture.
Right on.
Cool. All right. Who'd you pick for us today?
Well, sadly, on this date in 1980, we lost AC/DC vocalist, the original Bon
Scott.
Yeah,
Bon.
So why not play some AC/DC that has bagpipes in it, right?
Yeah, heck yeah. I love it.
Right. It's a long way to the top when you want to rock and roll. Got a phone call coming in, but we're going to take it to break. We'll take the call off the air, and if he wants to go on the air, we'll do that too, right?
Yep.
928-854-5687, or send me a text at 928-727-5566. You're listening to Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Stay with us. We'll be right back. There you go, classic AC/DC, Dog Eat Dog. I don't think, I probably haven't heard that since high school, man. I remember.
That's old school right there.
I heard of Bon Scott through a teammate that I was playing soccer with on the East Coast on a road trip, and he ran out of the vehicle that we're in, ran into the record store, got the Highway to Hell record, on record, I mean record, the vinyl. And, wow, this is awesome, you know, because Bon Scott just died. I didn't even know who Bon Scott was at that time. I think I was a sophomore in high school in 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, wow. And then turns out, I mean, hugely influential band in my world anyway, so. All right, Speak Out. It's just crazy how history goes by, and, you know, in a blink of an eye, or how many years later?
Yeah. Boom.
Boom. There it is.
That's how it goes. The older you get, the faster it goes.
Is that what it is? Well, some of it.
Am I not speaking the... that's a gospel.
Your eyes anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got a little public service eye message from a listener we're going to give you off outside of this commercial message that Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and by Warmsea, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City. And don't forget, we stream live, and our show archives are at KNTRtalk.com. And I guess you have to learn how to read again or something? Was that what it was?
No, she was just saying that if you don't just let your, use your eyes to read, once you've had the procedure and you immediately default very quickly to readers, you don't give your brain time to adjust to take advantage of the new lenses in your eyes.
Gotcha.
So you shouldn't just go, you're like, oh, my vision's not great yet or whatever. Don't go straight to the readers. Give yourself a chance, your brain a chance to adjust to the new lenses is what she was saying.
I've heard you will see colors and shapes more vividly and sharper than you ever have right after your cataract surgery.
So I got no idea.
That's what I've heard. You might want to consult with your surgeon or somebody about that that's had it done.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a good point to bring up. I appreciate the call for sure. I don't, you know, hey,
right.
I don't want to take advantage of putting all that into it. So I was just reading an interesting article. because we talk a lot about artificial intelligence and what kind of jobs are going to be the first things to replace. And I've been saying for years, man, if I was starting a business, it would be plumbing, electrical, HVAC, you know, the trades. One, the country is in desperate need of it. Two, those jobs are not easily replaced, if at all, by artificial intelligence.
Mine would be concrete, but I would own the company. So every time I see a concrete company, the person's just loaded, right?
Well,
generally.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, but here's something to back that up. For the first time in history, as a record, a quarter of the unemployed have a bachelor's degree or higher. Hmm. It's typically less than that. So the fact that people with college degrees are have set a record for the highest percentage of unemployed people in our country tells you, well, of course, AI is not coming for the electrician out of the gate, right? It's coming for the middle manager. It's coming for the coder. It's coming for, you know, basically things that would typically require some kind of a college degree. And we're just at the start of that. In other words, that's not a trend that's going to be muted. That is a trend that is going to continue to expand.
I think I said it before on this segment. If you have a desk job, AI is coming for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I am creating a secret black dark web algorithm that will defeat all AI financial planning related.
I'm like, where's he going?
Technology.
I thought you were going to make an announcement. You're joining the PGA Tour or something. AI can't get you there.
True.
Yeah.
And nor can my skill set get me there. So at any rate, I was talking a little bit at the break about, you know, different investments. You know, 75% of the companies in the world are not located in the United States. And those large companies that are located in the United States typically rely on a fairly significant percentage of their business for purchasers overseas. So we can try to pretend that it's not a global marketplace, but it is. And we certainly need to be doing things that we can to, protect American workers and quote, bring those jobs here. But again, what jobs are we bringing here? Because are those jobs going to be gone, replaced by AI in 3 or 5 years anyway? But, you know, we got to think, you know, take that into account, and still there's avenues and opportunities, unquestionably. But this year, the European markets continue to vastly outpace the U.S. stock market. U.S. stock market basically flat year to date. At this juncture, international markets up 5-7% year to date. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One is just the fact that the U.S. stock market is dominated for greater than a decade, with international markets really not making a lot of noise up until last year, comparatively. And so there's some of that upward trajectory. But there's also a lot of the policies that have been put in place have made the U.S. dollar much weaker, which can help with international currencies. When they're converted over to the U.S. dollar, you can actually make money in your foreign or international mutual fund from the currency exchange. Now, if the dollar gets really strong, of course, that could go the other way. But it is a way of diversifying a portfolio, not only in terms of different industries and sectors and economies, but it also is just because the world is comprised of a certain way, and there's opportunity everywhere. And a very good fund manager is going to be considering, if they have the ability to, not just, hey, what is the company we're going to put our clients' money into because they build the best widget In the U.S., it's, hey, what company around the world builds the best widget, period, for this? And how would that best benefit our investors on that? And so it also, from a safety perspective, you know, the don't put all your eggs in one basket perspective, well, this is one of the things you do, is you just don't put all your money in that one place. It doesn't mean you sell everything that's in U.S. large company stocks and you go into nothing but, you know, European stocks. It does mean that you need to take a look at your portfolio. And there's still the oldest cliche in the business, sell high, buy lower, right? So if you're looking at some of your fund holdings, you're like, my God, the last 3 years I've averaged, you know, 20% on average. And here's some funds over here that have really started accelerating and they've averaged 10% in the share price and et cetera. Now, there's a lot more to it, right, in terms of your risk tolerance and time frames and those things. But it is one of the things that a good financial advisor will be doing for you is really taking a look at your portfolio mix relative to not only just your cash and the money in the stock market and the money in the bond market, but specifically what geographic regions are you invested in, and further, what sectors are likely to do well given the current political environment or the current economic environment, because those things are constantly shifting. And so as I'm meeting with my clients right now and I'm doing reviews with them, these are the things we're going through, is not only, hey, what's going on with you in your life and what's going on in the bigger picture of the economy, but I apply those things to, here's your portfolio, here's how well we've done over here. There's some opportunity, I believe, for us to diversify you and maybe rebalance things a little bit. You hear that terminology, rebalance. If you've got some parts of your portfolio that have done exceptionally well and they now comprise a significant percentage of your holdings, then your risk is way more elevated. It doesn't mean that that's not going to continue to do well and you definitely need to sell, but it is a consideration, isn't it? In other words, don't be greedy sometimes. Say, wow, I've really done exceptionally well, and what comprised 50% of my portfolio now is 75% of my portfolio, and when that corrects, when that goes the other direction, I have too much of a percentage that's going to participate in the downside, just like I enjoyed a significant percentage that helped me get to where I am on the upside. Now, the longer time horizon, the less of a concern that is, but it doesn't mean it's not a concern. Perfect. So let's go out to our second break of the hour here. What do we got?
What? Problem Child.
Problem Child.
I love this song.
Absolutely, man. There was a great cover band that came to Havasu about, God, I want to say 8, 9, 10 years
ago.
Yeah. You remember Jared had that little lounge right there on Acoma, across the street from my building, actually. And he used to do, like, roasts of people around town. I was roasted. That was
oh, you were?
It was awesome. They had a cover band in that parking lot. They were so good. I couldn't believe it. Great AC/DC cover band.
Let There Be Rock.
Couldn't tell you.
Interesting.
I enjoyed it.
So today in 1948, Black Sabbath guitarist Tony Iommi was born. 1948. That makes him like 78 years old, right?
Was he born when?
1948, today.
48?
Yeah,
today.
That would make him 80 years old in 2 years.
Yeah, 78 years old.
Man.
Yeah.
You look at him on stage, you know, Brian May is the one with the silver hair, not Tony Iommi, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He might color it, but anyway. I don't know. Anyway, this is, she says it's not for the air, but Ozzy was arrested in 1982. I can't really say why, but he was doing it while wearing a dress.
Fill in the blank?
No, it's arrestable what he was doing.
No, I'm just saying, fill in the blank, listener, what that could be.
Hey, you're U of A alumni.
Yeah.
Big win last night against BYU.
Needed it. We lost two in a row after.
Yeah, they'll be all right. You know, Michigan's not going to stay at number one forever. But you've got U of A Wildcats at Houston on Saturday. It's a doubleheader with the Suns. We'll join the Suns in progress. Big time game. You got that right. And then, again, Houston playing at Kansas on Monday. We got a lot of basketball. 3 Suns games in 4 days.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then you got Michigan playing on Friday night, tomorrow night, against Indiana. So, a little Big Ten action. There's a lot of basketball over on KNTR Sports, 980 AM.
Oh, dang.
94.3 and 100.5. Yo.
The women's Olympic gold hockey game is going on
right now. Oh, it's on right now against Canada.
Oh, I got to. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to ruin it for everybody.
No,
but
don't.
I just looked up the score.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Really? Well, hopefully the men will be better, huh?
End of the second period, so going into the third period, tight game. So,
oh!
Come on, ladies.
Yeah. Get your Ken Dryden on, right?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Ken Dryden.
It was a goalie.
Goalie, yeah. Well, I don't think the ladies want to get their
think
Ken Dryden on.
I don't think he played for the Olympic team, though. I'm trying to think of who the Olympic goalie was. Oh, Craig.
Oh, yeah, Craig.
Craig saved
Dream
the
on
game.
Ice.
He was
Dream
amazing.
On ice.
Amazing player. All right, we got to go to a break. And we'll come back with more sound advice with Ryan Springberg. If you want to give us a call, you're kind of running out of time. 928-854-5687. And guess what? On tomorrow's show,
what?
District 30 Legislative Representative John Gillette is going to call in from Kingman. A rare appearance from John Gillette. But he's got a bill that he's working on right now. And hopefully it's sailing through the legislature. So I think it's election reform, if I remember right.
Oh. Curious
All right.
what that is. I don't know anything about it.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. The views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3, 5, and 7 FM, and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned that you're in. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit or protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary, therefore the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced sincere are independent of Osaic Wealth. All right, little girls got rhythm. Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management. Love those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
And Robin.
They're good people.
And
she,
Rob.
She is part of that.
Robin's pretty chill.
Yeah.
Also, the chair by Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, by Solar Power by Esme Electric, Doritos Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. Brian, go.
Oh, God, that was quick.
The clock is
Brian,
start.
Go. Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, you got about 5 minutes.
So, one of the things that that I've noticed quite a bit lately as clients have been coming in is that a lot of them have really outdated life insurance coverages.
What do you mean by outdated?
They bought the policies when they were in a different stage of life, and so there, some of them are overinsured, some of them are underinsured, some of them thought that the policy would last for the rest of their life, and they're finding out that it's not going to, and it's going to require a lot of additional funding. So what I highly recommend you do is, if you haven't taken a look lately, which is most people who have actually taken the time to get coverage, a lot of people don't, which doesn't work out well for who they leave behind, obviously. But if you've done it and it's been a minute since you reviewed it, it's important that you do. We do that for our clients all the time, and happy to do that for any of you listeners. And what that means is that we kind of do a review of, hey, what are your current debts? What are your current income replacement needs, if any, for the surviving spouse or children? Are there any needs for young children relative to education that you want to leave behind? you know, what are those things that you really need that coverage for? And then we take a look at what kind of coverage you have, how long it's going to last, and make sure that it fits. One of the rare, if only, insurance products that exist out there that has actually gone down in price is life insurance. And life insurance,
really?
it's priced based upon your life expectancy.
Term or whole? Does it matter?
It does, but in most cases, because in both cases, there's still a charge per thousand of coverage. And so if they reduce the cost per thousand of coverage, regardless of whether it's term or cash value of some kind, it's still going to be a net less out of pocket for the actual coverage amount for you. And the reason is, well, obviously, if people live longer, then at a given age, the actuarial calculations are you spend less per thousand of coverage. And so it's really affordable. And I can tell you one of the advantages that our office has is that we are independent. And so that means that we don't work for a single insurance agency like there's a lot of captive insurance agencies, right? Most of them sell mostly like auto and home insurance, and then they also say, hey, you need some life insurance. But that life insurance is sold through just their company.
They always say that.
Rarely. Rarely, rarely, rarely.
Yeah.
Is that the most inexpensive coverage? Now, it's not always going to be the case that it's not, but, you know, 33 years into this, I can tell you, it typically is, and that's, of course, because you've got the entire independent, you know, all the insurance companies that are available in the state of Arizona, if you buy in Arizona, which is going to be many, many, many hundreds, or this one, right? And so you're able to kind of spreadsheet it, and the first thing you want to make sure is, you know, what's the financial quality of the company offering the coverage? And then all you're going to go with, well, okay, what's the most economical? Or maybe there's some features you want in a permanent cash value policy. But it is extremely important that you do that, and it blows people away because they're like, wait a minute, for the same coverage, it can be that much different in price? And I'm like, yeah. And not only that, what can get a little weird is that some companies are more lenient on different health conditions or smoker statuses than other companies. Hmm. I'll give you an example. So somebody taking a certain medication might still receive a preferred rating from company A and might get a standard rating from company B. Well, a preferred rating costs you less per thousand for the same coverage. It's the same medication, but they just have a more favorable viewpoint on it. Secondarily, sometimes people use smokeless tobacco. So whether you're, you know, chewing or you're using pouches or, you know, Zyns or, you know, whatever, they actually have differentiators on that and won't just call you a flat smoker if you have tobacco in your system if you use it in those other ways. Don't lie about it because they're pretty good at figuring it out, but there are some companies that are better and more favorable about it than others, and that's kind of our job when we broker it out to try to find the best fit. So if you're somebody out there who needs that kind of coverage or has some old coverage and looking for a review, you can give a call to us, 928-855-9421, or shoot me an email, brian@springbergwealthmanagement.com, and we'll take a look. If what you got fits, I'm going to tell you straight, honest to your face, don't change a thing, man. You got what you need. But if there's a hole in your coverage, then I'm going to tell you that too. And then you'll take it under advisement and do what you want.
Great song to put in your drum practice list, by the way. Beating around the bush.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my forearm will hurt in 30 seconds. I don't play enough to play this whole song.
No way.
God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wish I did. All right, man. Thanks. Hey, everybody. Have a beautiful weekend. I think there's the art walk this weekend.
Oh, man, there's a lot.
And there's a lot going on. So enjoy your town. Support your local businesses around the county. And we'll catch up with you next time here on Sound Advice on Speak Out.
You got to come out to Arizona Rebel Republic, man.
Oh, yeah?
1 year birthday. We're doing a remote.
Oh, shoot.
50% off all food and drink.
What?
Yeah.
Dang.
I don't know about the bar, but I'm just saying the menu.
You have to throw elbows with snowbirds with the 50% off sale.
What did that building used to be?
Pizza.
Tell me. That's right.
The Hut.
But that new restaurant, you know, that building now is so well known that I've just forgot what it was.
Yeah, the Hut.
There you go. The hut.
All right,
thanks,
everybody.
Brad.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, back with more in a moment on Speak Out. I'll let you know what's coming up on the calendar. It's just crazy how popular AC/DC is without him as their frontman, and it was just, he was huge. I mean, when you listen to him now, and you're like, man, he was, and Brian Johnson, I mean, no slouch on his own, but I'd rather have Bon Scott. He was my, that's my favorite part of AC/DC. Anyway, who cares what Paul thinks, right? On tomorrow's show, John Gillette, Legislative District 30 State Representative, and a rare, well, so far rare, telephone interview. John Gillette's going to call in. And then on Monday, we've got Luana Gillette for the Republican Party. He's going to talk about the Lincoln Day dinner. And, of course, Sonny Borelli in the second half of that show. Hannity's next.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.